This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Polling is underway for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. Around 18% votes were cast till 9 a.m. The voting, which began at 7 a.m., will continue till 6 p.m. The assembly segments where voting is taking place today cover seven districts, including Kolkata, Howrah, Nadia, North 24 Parganas, South 24 Parganas, Hooghly and Purva Bardhaman. A total of 1,448 candidates are in the fray for 142 assembly seats in this phase. Over 3.22 crore electors are eligible to cast their votes. Out of them, over 4.12 lakh are first-time voters in the age group of 18 to 19 years. Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free and fair polling. The first phase of polling in West Bengal registered a record voter turnout of 93.19% on April 23rd. The counting for all four states, Keralam, Assam, West Bengal, Tamil Nadu and one union territory, Puducherry, will be held on May 4. The BJP emerged victorious in all 15 municipal corporations where elections were held on April 26. The party made a clean sweep in Morbi and Porbandar municipal corporations, bagging all 52 seats in both the local bodies. Of the 17 municipal corporations in the state, elections were held in 15. The term of the remaining two corporations is yet to expire. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on two-day visit to Uttar Pradesh. He has performed darshan and puja at Sri Kashi Vishwanath Temple in Varanasi in the morning. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will travel to Hardoi and inaugurate Ganga Expressway. The Prime Minister will meet people of Varanasi on his way from BLW to Sri Kashi Vishwanath Temple, in which he will directly communicate to the general public. Earlier yesterday, the Prime Minister addressed a large gathering at the Mahila Sammelan in Varanasi. He stressed that the country needs women's role in the decision-making on the important issues and alleged that opposition parties have deceived them by not supporting the Nari Shakti Vandan Bill in the Parliament. Ecuador Foreign Affairs and Human Mobility Minister Gabriela Sommerfeld Rosero arrived in New Delhi earlier today on a three-day visit to India. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry said that her visit will further strengthen ties between the two nations. The Supreme Court yesterday upheld the mandatory admission of students under the Right to Education Act, calling it a national mission. The court said that neighborhood schools, including private unaided institutions, are legally bound to admit students allotted by the state government without delay. A bench of Justices P.S. Narasimha and Alok Arade observed that denying admission to children from weaker and disadvantaged sections violates their fundamental right to education under Article 21A of the Constitution. The United Arab Emirates has decided to leave the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, beginning May 1. The UAE's decision comes as a blow to the oil producers group as an unprecedented energy crisis caused by the Iran war exposes discord among Gulf nations. The exit of the UAE, one of the group's biggest producers, weakens OPEC's control over global oil supplies and widens a rift between the UAE and its neighbor Saudi Arabia. It could also free the UAE to increase output once exports via the Gulf resume, as it would no longer be governed by OPEC quotas. The India Meteorological Department IMD has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in the northeastern region today. The IMD said that Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Chandigarh, Haryana, Delhi, Uttarakhand, Bihar and Jharkhand are also expected to experience thunderstorm conditions today. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Punjab Kings by 6 wickets in New Chandigarh last night, chasing a target of 223 runs set by Punjab Kings. Rajasthan Royals scored 228 for 4 in 19.2 overs. Domestic equity markets traded higher today following the reports that the United States may extend its blockade of Iranian ports. Sensex traded 1.25% on 982 points, higher at 77,849, hitting an intraday high in early trade, while Nifty rose 1.2% or 287 points to 24,282 when the reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.